As soon as my uncle left the room, I snuck out and came here to let you know.
Albert, I have no words to thank you for this brave deed.
Forget it, Rabbi. It's the least I can do. I've got to run now, or they'll discover me missing. Good night.
There's no time to think. I must decide what can be done immediately. No time to even call a meeting of the other Rabbonim. I must decide on my own.
Oh, Zadie, what did he do then? It sounds scary.
Well, first Rev Landau paced around and around the room for about an hour.
Maybe I could... No, that's not going to work. Or perhaps I should... No, that's not good either. I think I'll... No, that also won't do it. Ah, I've got it. Yes, I've got the answer. It's going to be risky. But with Hashem's help, it might work. I can't announce that the bread is poisoned without the baker hearing about it. And he'll quickly change his plan. But I can do something that will catch him red-handed.
The next day in the main shul of Prague, where Rabbi Cheskel Landau usually prayed, there was an extra large crowd present. Right before Alelu, the Shamus stood up to quiet down the people. Quiet down, please. Stay still. The Rav would like to tell us an important message.
Rabosai, I have something very important to tell you. A terrible mistake has happened, which I just discovered last night. I was going through my calculations for the dates of Yontif. Pesach was not supposed to start on Tuesday night, as was printed in the calendars. The printer made a mistake. It was really supposed to begin on Wednesday night. Please, let me finish. Baruch Hashem that I've discovered the mistake before the end of Yom Tov. Tonight is still Pesach, and so is tomorrow. We will come to shul and pray the Yom Tov davening. And we may certainly not eat any chametz until the next day. This ruling is binding on everyone in Prague with no exceptions. Thank you, and good Yom Tov.
But Zadie, the people must have been going bananas when they heard that Pesach would be an extra day.
They were going bananas. Most of them were very shocked and confused. What do you make of it? One extra day of Pesach.
It's great. One more day home from school.
It feels like shaking Tululabim. Someone has made a mistake in the calendar. Could that be? This is really something significant.
This is all very confusing. My birthday is on the last day of Pesach. So when was I born? Was I born today? Or was I born tomorrow? Or will I be born yesterday? Or was I born? I'd better ask my mother.
Well, that night everyone came to shul and davened the prayers of Yom Tov and greeted each other with the usual Yom Tov greeting.
Rabbi Yamin, hivacha kosher b'sameach. I get the vuch. I mean, I get the yuch. I get something.
Oh, Zadie, I'm getting nervous. Tell me what happened next.
Yes, yes, just be patient, Yaina, and you will hear the whole thing. The next day, bright and early in the morning, the wicked Simon opens the doors of his store to sell his fresh bread and rolls to the poor Jews. He almost could not control his happiness.
Here come those miserable Jewish creatures for my delicious bread. Wait till they get what's coming to them. Here comes one now. Good morning, sir. Please step right into Simon's Bakery and try some of my freshest, tastiest rolls. I guarantee you've never eaten anything like it before. Sir, where are you going? It's this way inside.
I'm sorry, Mr. Simon. I'm headed to the main synagogue. Today is still a holiday for us, and we can't eat any bread yet.
It's a what? It can't be. The holiday ended last night. It says so right on my calendar over here.
No, that was a mistake in the calculation. It was a mistake. Well, I'm sorry, it's getting late for services. I must be going. Excuse me.
What does he know about Jewish holidays? That group of Jews is coming this way. They'll surely want some of my fresh bread. Come in, gentlemen. Come in, fresh rolls on sale right now.
Not today. It's still our holiday, and any bread or rolls is going to have to wait till tomorrow.
Wait! I'll give you a free sample. I'll give you a whole loaf for nothing.
Thank you very kindly, but our religion does forbid it.
Your religion? Since when does your religion stop you from a bargain? Take it, it's free, I tell you. Don't pay me a cent, it's all yours.
We'll be glad to pay you in full when we come back tomorrow, but for now, it'll have to wait. Sorry.
What's wrong with you people? You're ruining everything!
Meanwhile, in Shul, a large crowd of people turned up to pray. But the chief rabbi was nowhere to be seen.
Look at the time. It's already 9:15, and Rabbi Landau still hasn't come to Shul. He's never this late. I'm very confused.
Well, what's the matter now?
I still don't know if my birthday is today, or tomorrow, or maybe it's yesterday, or maybe it's next week. Oh, I don't know what's going on. I'm very confused.
Suddenly, one of the men in Shul started to scream.
Look, everyone. It's a whole troop of policemen being led by the Prague chief of police. And in front of him is Rabbi Landau.
Oh, man, I can't see it.
They're not coming here. They're not coming to Shul. They headed straight to the main bakery.
Oh, no. Now I'm even more confused. Why are they going to a bread bakery on Pesach? I don't understand what's going on.
The chief of police, Rav Landau, marched right over to Simon the Baker, who looked like he had just caught a bad case of a stomach virus.
Sir, are you Simon the Baker?
The baker? Well, that's an excellent question, sir. Let me think about that.
Sir, are you Simon the Baker?
Of course, I was about to answer you. Of course I am.
Why is all this bread piled out here in front of your store?
Oh, this, yes. Bread, yeah, oh, yes. Bread, well, did I put this bread? Of course I did. Another excellent question, and I...
Answer the question.
Oh, the question, of course. Oh, the bread is for the Jews. Yes, the Jews, they come every year after Passover to buy my bread. So I put it out in front for them to make it easier to find. Always trying to help my friendly Jewish neighbors. I am.
Is there anything wrong with this bread?
Wrong? Why, no, nothing wrong. It's fine bread as far as I know. I mean, who knows what could be wrong with food? It could spoil sometimes. You know what I mean, sir?
I think so. Sergeant, bring the dog. The sergeant brought out the most vicious dog in all of Prague. It had already bitten 5 people. Sergeant, feed this dog a piece of this roll.
Chief, sir, please. Dogs usually don't like my bread. it gives them dog-itis. Yes, that's it. Dog-itis it gives them.
Sergeant, do as I say. Now! The sergeant took that ferocious dog by the jaw and forced a piece of that innocent-looking bread down his throat.
Dog-itis, that's for sure.
Dog-itis my foot. There's enough poison in this bread to kill half of Prague.
No, let me explain. It's the Jews. The Jews did it. They poisoned the bread to try and frame me. My word of honor, Captain, I wouldn't lie.
The day you tell the truth, monkeys will be wearing pajamas. Men, take him and all of his workers away to headquarters. And take some of this delicious baked goods. We'll need it for evidence.